Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven,
eight. Hello,
ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, Nick.
Do I sound hungover?
Now you do.
Oh, my God.
So you were drunk when you got here, but now you're started in the hangover process?
I don't think I was drunk anymore. I think I was just very tired and hungover, and I fell, and
it's just a
cavalcade of
emotions. I learned that if you wake up during the wrong part of your sleep cycle, it's like you get hit with a ton of bricks. So you're supposed to wake up at a certain point of your sleep cycle.
That's scary.
Where... it's like you feel refreshed. I'm sleep-splaining. I am. Yeah. But it's the truth.
Yeah.
So did you get hit with a ton of bricks? Did you?
Oh, yeah. Well,
were you
did,
in REM sleep?
I somehow managed to leave a wake... do you guys still leave wake-up calls at the front desk when you stay in a hotel?
No, because I get mad at them when they call. Like, who the fuck is calling me right now? How dare you?
Oh, you forgot you left it?
Yeah, I don't want it. Don't call me.
I was kind of like... the phone rang, and I'm like, what the fuck is... I had no clue what was... I didn't know where I was because I was drunk. And in a strange place, like, what the fuck? Is a phone ring? I don't own a phone.
What year is this?
Yeah, and then I pick it up and it's the robotic voice. This is the wake-up call you just got. I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to go to work.
Not even a person.
Yeah, not even a person. I'm like, fuck. So anyway, who's got something to talk about?
I mean, I don't think we're allowed to talk about what we all want to talk about.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Well, what if we don't call it that?
Is anyone else's Zoom room completely frozen?
No, just yours.
Just yours.
Just yours. I think that's a restart there.
Oh, and I froze in a terrible way.
I'll be back. Quick, take a screenshot and draw things on her face.
Yes.
And
put a caption,
scary.
A balloon of what she's saying.
So anyway, the what I will sum up what we wanted to talk about with is don't gamble on a fart after you've been out drinking all night.
Right.
Period.
That's as clean as we could put it.
That's kind of where it started, but then it turned to how many times a year are we allowed to do that?
See, that actually is kind of interesting.
Did you say start or shot?
Okay.
So, Gandhi posed the question. Danielle.
Yeah?
How many times a year, as an adult, is it permissible to shit your pants?
Less than one.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have these two friends. Shout out to Carrie
good answer,
and Taylor.
Good answer. Thank you.
And we were having this conversation, and I said, I kind of thought, as an adult, the amount of times it was acceptable to do that is potentially once a decade.
Yeah.
They said, no, 3 times a year.
No.
What? Thank you.
No.
They have loose colons. Like
once a decade is a stretch.
I understand if you have a medical condition.
Yeah, like a stomach flu or whatever.
Like,
yeah,
sure. There's a couple of other things. You know,
yeah. Right.
Or if you go to a restaurant and you eat something and it's like food poisoning or something doesn't agree with you, it can happen.
Uh-huh. It happens.
Three times a year is a lot.
I think that's a lot of times. They swore that it is absolutely acceptable. Three times a year is okay.
No, it's not.
And I'm telling you, because Scary met them, these two are like hot chicks. Super hot, just out there crapping themselves.
Wow.
Scary.
They're the least likely to crap in my mind.
If you found out that a super hot chick shit herself.
Okay. Set a timer. We have like 30 seconds left on this topic.
We can't talk about this topic.
Does her hotness decline?
The stock does not. The stock
is
standing behind her in front.
It does.
All right, everybody. Stock does not go down.
Of course it does.
Oh God, Scary!
What happens during sex?
So Scary, Scary, you're in a swimming pool with a hot girl.
Can we not? Where we're at. We always talk about it, and then we're like, "Don't cross the line." We're just gonna be
we're
normal
done.
About it. And not cross
the line. Well, we can't. I'll tell you this: we can't be done with the podcast because I don't know if anybody saw it. I know Scotty B responded yesterday. There is somebody who's listening to the podcast. His name is Justin. Here's a spreadsheet of how many minutes we've done every day.
What I saw that.
Oh, no.
Okay, I challenge, what's this person's name? Justin?
Justin, yeah.
I challenge this Justin, if he's got such a long spreadsheet of all the times we've been doing the podcast, to actually add up all the time we've done the podcast for all the dates.
Yeah, because we've
and you will see that the times that we went over the 15 minutes far outweigh the times we went under 15 minutes.
No, that's not. Scare.
Don't say that, Scary.
Bad way. Don't average it out.
Yeah. You're frozen again.
I think it'll come out to about
Scary. If we add 4 minutes a week, we cut back 20. Like you're doing the math wrong.
Well, okay, I'll say this: most of them are on time, except for January 27th. We did a 4-minute and 15-second podcast.
Okay, but Froggy, how many times did we do like 18, 19, 23-minute podcasts?
Very rare.
There are some 17s and 18s on here. There are.
Okay, those add up too, you know.
Yeah, but you remember school? If you got a zero is terrible. It can bring down your entire average. Even if you get a bunch of A's, you get 1 0, it will fuck you up. We have tossed in a couple zeros a few times.
We've tossed in more zeros than anything else.
Yeah, when somebody says something that you can't air and then we don't post a podcast.
But okay, can we go back to this Justin fellow? Why is he narking on us?
Like, no, I agree.
I know, snitch.
Seriously.
Snitches up in ditches, Justin.
Justin, we appreciate that you're a fan.
It's
but
a compliment.
Narco.
No, it's nice. It's nice that he's a fan. I like that part, but I just don't like the you know.
Maybe what we should do is change the name from the 15-minute morning show to the after show podcast, and then you can't hold us accountable.
Do you know the
origin
of the 15-minute morning show?
Sorry.
Take your insulin.
Or to the how long we feel like talking today podcast.
Yeah, that really should be. So you're done when you're finished.
Originally, when we put it together, it was, if we say it's 15 minutes, we know we won't go over that, right? Because the initial thought was, we will just keep talking.
How wrong were we with that?
Elvis just joined.
Is the podcast on?
Yeah.
We have a listener now who actually has a spreadsheet of the length of times for our last podcast, and we are grossly under. That's Justin. His name is Justin.
Justin, get a life.
Poor <Really? laughs> Justin.
He keeps track.
We love you, Justin. Thanks for caring.
Yeah.
Hey, so what are we doing on the podcast?
Well, we had a quick interlude of crapping ourselves.
How many? Ask Elvis.
Ask Elvis.
Okay.
Elvis, you're dating a guy and he's super hot, so hot, but you find out he shit himself. Does his hotness go down on your?
No, it didn't, because that really happened.
Oh. See? What?
No, when I first started
dating, I told you to keep that between you and I.
Stop. When I first started dating Alex, I took him to Santa Fe. He was not ready for the hot, hot, spicy food.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he crapped himself.
He gambled on a fart and lost.
Yeah, he did. So he said, I'm going to go take a shower. I'm like, why? It's like noon. Why are you taking another shower? He's like, I just feel dirty. So he snuck out and took a shower.
Oh, wow.
He crept himself.
Now, how many, the actual question that started the podcast was, how many times a year is it acceptable for the average adult to crap themselves a little bit or a lot?
Oh, answer that question, because you do it. Nate?
Wait a minute. Can I just clarify?
You almost did today.
I almost
crap myself.
Yeah, I
go with zero. It is not acceptable as a grown adult to crap your pants.
I bet you Diamond would say something different.
I think more people do it a year than we think about, because my two friends said their answer was three times a year. I thought maybe once a decade if a stomach flu was involved.
They said no, three times a year. It's definitely.
Oh, that so like sharding, does that count?
Yeah. Yes, oh yeah, for sure.
Diamond was just in the bathroom for like Diamond. 2 hours.
How many times do you poo yourself per year?
Oh, I don't poop myself. Oh. I plan accordingly.
Do you think it's acceptable to poop yourself more than once a year?
No. I don't think it's okay. I really don't. I think that you know when something is a little fishy.
Sometimes.
Sam shit herself this week.
Sam was inebriated. Oh, she was inebriated. That doesn't count.
How many times per year?
Right, it still counts.
Yeah, it counts.
It counts.
How many times per year is it acceptable to poo yourself?
Oh, you've got to average out once every few years. We're not going yearly on this.
Right. So like 0.25.
Yeah. I've only done it once ever. I was really sick like 2 years ago.
Well, if that's the case, I'm done for the year then.
Yeah. Scotty got an atomic wedgie yesterday.
I hit the quota. I hit it in like February, so I'm done now.
What?
So yesterday, somebody, I won't say who, gave Scotty an atomic wedgie.
Wedgies don't make you poop your pants.
No, they don't.
Who gave you a wedgie?
Who gave you a wedgie?
You did.
Oh, look at Elvis. Who was that? I'll kill them. Oh, it was me.
Oh, me.
I gave my boyfriend a wedgie once, and he goes, "God, why did you do that? Now I have to go take a shower." I don't even know what that means or why he had to take a shower, but maybe, he said he had to go take a shower.
Something going on there.
It gets up there.
I got to go home.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah, there's someone on my couch.
It's okay. I last pooed myself in 2016.
Oh, you were
gambled on a fart.
Oh yeah, that's why you went to the bathroom because you didn't want to gamble.
Can you, use all the new sports apps to gamble on a fart?
I don't think that's on DraftKings.
Sports bet or whatever.
How do you remember the year you last crapped your pants? I don't know.
It was the year before I met Heather.
Oh, okay.
And
did you just say Wendy?
I almost did. I'm a little drunk. No.
Who was Wendy?
Before I met Heather, and I was on a date with a girl, and we went to breakfast.
Did she work here?
No.
And now she's dead.
Went to breakfast, and I wanted to go to the bathroom in the restaurant, but it was right next to the table, and it was one of those bathrooms that's like literally just the toilet, and it was like right next to the table.
That's
so, I'm like,
so horrible. That's never
she's going to hear everything.
Yeah.
Oh. So I'm like, okay, we'll just end the date. I give her a hug outside. She walks one way. I finally am able to let a fart out. And boy, did I lose big time.
Oh,
just
bummer.
Yeah.
Then met your wife.
Then I met my wife. Yep, I haven't crapped myself since.
I need a woman that I can make poop noises around and she won't judge me.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. You didn't crap yourself recently when you were ill?
Did I?
Because you were asking me if Brandon crapped himself over something because you were like, yeah, it made me crap myself. And I can't remember what it was.
Well, no, when Scotty and I had the food poisoning, I almost pooped myself.
Oh, almost. Yeah.
That's when I did.
Yeah. Scotty.
You know, back on this again? I thought we moved on from this.
We had to reset.
That's where I learned never trust a fart because that's what I thought it was. Well, it was not.
Nate, we were
Nate,
sick.
Nate, you did such a great job of cleaning it up and moving it away from this topic. And somehow we circled the drain.
You have to clean it up and move it away. Oh, yeah.
That wasn't in a drain. That was in the bed.
It's a mess.
I think I've only lost one pair of underwear over my entire life. So,
when you were a baby, you probably lost lots of underwear.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
That's expected.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Remember when your kid, parents understand this, when your kid has a major blowout.
Oh, my God.
You just take the kid just
throw it away.
Right? You get under the armpits. You put them underneath the faucet or under in the bathtub, and you don't even try.
Really?
You just turn it on, and here you go.
Scary. If one of your cousins sharted themselves, would you break up with them?
So like when a blowout is so bad, doesn't it come out the back?
Oh yeah,
like,
everywhere.
Oh yeah, from the kids.
Yeah,
up the diaper, up the back.
Oh yeah, it's everywhere. Yeah. And then they wipe it on the wall.
I don't miss that.
This is like less incentive to want a child. Clean shit off of their back.
The positive still outweighs the negative.
I don't know.
Oh man,
it's when you got to clean the spokes of the crib.
It's close.
The spokes of the crib. That never happened.
Oh yeah, because they turn around and then they wipe it on the.
That never happened.
They wipe it on the wall.
Do you know what my mom said I used to do? She said, this is so disgusting. She said she walked in once when I was a baby and they were brown on the walls. She goes, what did you do? I apparently stuck my hand in my diaper and smeared it all over.
Yeah, I just said that. They wipe it on the wall.
You're like finger painting?
I was finger painting. My mother's like, what the
heck? Okay. You know,
we are at the grossest level of this podcast we've ever been at.
Hey, look at this.
What?
The perfect text has arrived.
What?
So this person just writes, and this is area code 203. You guys just wing it at times, and it's okay. I love it when you go off schedule and play songs. See, they're talking about the Big Show. It makes my day when you play the songs of yesterday. as far as the 15-minute morning show goes, if it's 10 minutes, so what? It's like you guys said, it's a bonus. I'd rather have 9 minutes and 3 seconds than nothing at all. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't change. Listening daily from the antenna the size of a finger, as Elvis says, on the top of the Empire State Building to my clock radio in Shelton, Connecticut. Your Z100 fan, Ray Gaylord. Have a great day. My wife, kids, and I love you all. Thank you, Ray Gaylord. For appreciating.
Ray Gaylord.
Yes. Let's hear it for minutes of the 15
major props
show.
Major props for Gay Raylord. Yes.
Right. So where are we at, Froggy?
No, no, Justin, no. That's not what the people in the Facebook fan group say. They want 15 minutes.
I think it's you at the end of the day. You're very all about this.
You don't always get what you want.
By the way, I would like to point out that the average Brooklyn Boys episode is like an hour and a half. Enjoy yourself.
There's listeners in this page you're talking about. There are listeners on text that say the opposite, so it all evens itself out.
I'm just giving, by the way, Scary's not yelling at you. That's how he speaks.
I'm just giving
them. I'm louder for Brooklyn. Why? People think I'm yelling at them?
Scotty's trying to say something.
Yes, Scott.
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
I'm just giving them a voice because they don't have one. So I'm being their voice mouthpiece.
Scotty's afraid of the Facebook people.
No, I'm not afraid of them. I'm just trying to help.
You know,
we
gave you the opportunity yesterday to fill out the 15 minutes, and you failed.
If you think about it, Facebook is faceless because they're not in front of you.
I get it, but
like the texters.
I think what we're saying is that we should just not promise 15 minutes. Maybe we should just call it the after show morning show podcast.
What is Justin going to write down on his log?
The
Froggy?
Freak show.
What's he going to write down today?
Well, if we talk for another minute, we will make Justin happy and he'll get his.
Can I show you guy that did all the times? That's the guy that did all the times?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Wait, this is Scary hates when I do this, but sometimes my computer freezes as it has a couple times today, and this is how it just froze on Scary.
Where?
Screenshot that. You're watching this.
That is awesome.
Okay, give that to Deanna. So from now on, when the podcast is short, you'll put that picture up for the remainder of the time.
All the listeners that don't know how to use Photoshop, make sure you take Gandhi's screenshot.
It was 11 minutes of podcast, right. 4 minutes of that picture.
That's going to be my birthday post for you.
Love it.
Happy birthday, Scary.
And we're done. No, we're not. No, you got another 10 seconds left.
Damn.
You got to make Justin happy.
Justin, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Justin,
let's go over. Come on, we owe them more.
Okay, you keep going, Scotty. Everybody else, see you later. Bye.
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 The 15-Minute Morning Show.
We are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.